Gary Adams, Vice President of Economic and Policy Analysis with the National Cotton Council.
All right. We're here at the Beltwide Cotton Conferences and speaking with Gary about some of the policy issues ahead in 2013, and we have a lot of them. We just saw, let's start with what just happened in Congress. What we just saw passed by the Congress and on New Year's Day, and what that means for agriculture and for cotton in particular.
Okay. We did, right at the kind of the 11th hour, had the Taxpayer Relief Act, which averted the so-called fiscal cliff, or at least postponed it for a couple of months. But it included some tax changes, but it also included a one-year extension of the Farm Bill. And the 2008 Farm Bill had expired September 30th of 2012, and it was kind of coming up to needing an extension for something for the 2013 crops. And that's really what was included in this action by Congress. It essentially took the provisions that were in place for the 2012 crop and rolled those forward for 2013. So when we talk about upland cotton, we're talking about the direct and countercyclical payment program continuing as it was in 2012, as well as the marketing loan program. Mm-hmm. And that's what we know right now. That's the action that has been taken. But I guess a few things that growers should keep in mind as they look at the rest of 2013 is realize, yes, that puts in place the direct and countercyclical payment program, but direct payments for the 13 crop are not scheduled to be made until October of 2013. Mm-hmm. Congress still has a number of things in front of them, particularly over the next 60 to 90 days in terms of legislative work that has to be done. The U.S. economy has reached its debt ceiling. And so we're maneuvering now for another 60 days or so, but that debt ceiling has to be increased by congressional action. Some will push for budget cuts or spending cuts to accompany an increase in the debt ceiling. We know that sequestration, which is that automatic reduction in spending, that was pushed off by 2 months by the action that Congress took at the end of 2012. There will be a push to revisit that decision. Then there's also a continuing resolution, which is funding the government through the end of March. But there's got to be something done to continue that government funding. All of those are opportunities where Congress could revisit the spending assumptions and could even affect what was done for the 2013 crop. So that's our only caution to growers, is just keep that in mind. Follow those events closely. Of course, the other thing is this gives us a one-year extension, but we still need a longer-term farm bill. And that is the task that is in front of the House and Senate Agriculture Committees right now. And we know that the chairman of both committees has talked about the need to start the process, hold markups at some point in time this spring, and try to move forward with development of a longer-term farm bill policy. And that may very well continue for several months into 2013. And the pressures are still there for agriculture and for cotton that we've been facing throughout this debate in terms of budget pressures are there. So likely still less funding for the next farm bill as compared to what we had in 2008. Political pressures are still there. Congress is not a fan of direct payments in this current price environment. There's still more of a focus on risk management. And then for cotton, we've had this longstanding trade issue with Brazil within the World Trade Organization. That needs to be permanently resolved as well. And those are the criteria that really are shaping how the National Cotton Council has approached the Farm Bill debate and how we'll continue to approach the Farm Bill debate in terms of looking at the policy that we think can meet each of those objectives.
Regarding the situation with Brazil, with this extension, I've heard talk about maybe they might take some action. Is that a possibility?
I think we have to figure out how Brazil reacts to a one-year extension. There is still the framework agreement that's in place that was agreed to between the U.S. and Brazilian governments back in 2010 that essentially said, we're not going to retaliate by imposing higher tariffs. We're going to kind of watch the development of cotton policy as it moves through the Farm Bill debate. And in exchange for that, the U.S. is transferring money to Brazil each year that's being used for research and technical assistance. You know, does a one-year extension, does a short-term extension, is Brazil going to accept that and see how things play out? We just don't know the answer to that question. I think a lot of it will hinge on, can the same type of agreement continue for one more year where, you know, Brazil watches the development of the Farm Bill, but the money that's being transferred, we continue that for another year as well.
Do any other countries have concerns? Were we talking about Peru this morning? Is that a concern as well?
Well, that's operating under a little bit different track, but you're right. We've been dealing with a trade dispute with Peru for the last, I would say, 6 to 8 months. Mm-hmm. Countries can initiate their own investigation. We call it a countervailing duty investigation if they're concerned that imports into their country are causing harm to their domestic industry. That is what Peru initiated back last summer. That investigation is proceeding along. We've submitted some information into the process. We hope that Peru will reach the decision that the imports of U.S. cotton has not caused damage to their domestic production. We think the data certainly supports our position on this. The U.S. government has weighed into the process as well, and I think sent, you know, a strong message to Peru as well. They actually held a similar investigation back in about the 2006 to 2009 period and did not conclude any damages there at that point in time. And we think now the data only should reinforce that same decision they reached back in the previous investigation. Their deliberations are continuing probably through March, so I would anticipate that as we get out more into mid to late March, we'll have a little bit better idea of what they're thinking.
Looking at the Farm Bill versions that came out of that were passed by the Senate and came out of the House Ag Committee last year, what were in those? Granted, we have to start all over again, but they're possibly going to provide a framework going forward. What did the cotton industry think about those two different farm bills, and what was in it for you?
I think the positive thing that we saw in both those bills was the fact that the industry went into this debate looking at what was a fairly dramatic change in cotton policy for the reasons that we've talked about, and moving more toward a revenue insurance program, a new type of revenue insurance program that would serve as a complement to what our producers are currently doing for insurance. And there was a version of that new revenue insurance product included in both the House and Senate version. So we certainly see that as a positive in that they took the recommendations of the industry very seriously and included that type of policy in their bill. Hopefully, as we continue forward and this process and this debate moves forward and that we'll continue to see that included in any version that goes forward. And I think that's what we're going to continue to try to push for, is that we can see that go forward. But there's still a lot of work to be done by the committee. We know they're looking at changes in payment limits and eligibility, which is certainly important to all of our growers. And there were some very more restrictive payment limits and eligibility in both the House and Senate, more so in the Senate than in the House. I think that's just going to be a fact of the next farm bill as well.
Well, those are obviously the biggest issues, but a couple of other things that you're, I'm sure, going to be looking at is immigration reform, as well as regulations in general, and that's a big concern for all of agriculture. Anything in particular that you're looking at in those areas?
Well, immigration obviously is an issue when you look at ag labor, and that's going to be one we continue to follow because it's very important for a lot of our businesses within the cotton industry. Regulations. In terms of, particularly as you look at some of the things that may come out of the EPA, there's just a whole host, hard to even go into some of the details, but those are clearly things that can potentially just increase the cost to producers, and trying to mitigate the harm or the economic effects that those could have on producers has always been one of the things the council's been actively involved in, and it's one we're going to continue to follow as we go through 2013, because we know we see more and more of that coming out of Washington, and that just continues to serve to erode our competitiveness if we're continuing to put those regulations and cost on our growers.
Thank you very much. Here at the Beltwide Cotton Conferences, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.